What's up, my fellow humans? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, bringing you another dose of wisdom to navigate this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like communication is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded? You know that feeling when words get lost in translation, or your message comes out all twisted and wrong? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can learn to speak the language of human connection clearly, confidently, and with empathy. Today, we're diving into the heart of effective communication, folks. Because let's be real, it's not just about talking, it's about truly connecting. Whether it's crushing your goals at work, nurturing those precious relationships, or just getting through a tough day with family, solid communication skills are the ultimate superpower. So, how do we level up our game? I got 5 key takeaways that'll change the way you communicate, guaranteed. First out, active listening is golden. I'm not talking about nodding your head and pretending to pay attention. No. Active listening means truly focusing on what the other person is saying, trying to understand their perspective, and responding thoughtfully. Imagine it like a dance you lead with your words, but you also need to gracefully follow their cues. When someone feels heard, magic happens. Next, clarity is key. Think about it this way. Would you rather try to decipher a cryptic message or have someone spell things out clearly? Yeah, same here. Use simple language, avoid jargon, and be direct with your intentions. Think of it like writing an email, keep it concise and to the point. Nobody wants to wade through a novel just to get the gist. Third, empathy is everything. Before you react, take a moment to step into the other person's shoes. Try to understand their feelings, even if you don't agree with their perspective. It's like putting on their emotional glasses that changes your whole outlook. Remember, everyone's dealing with their own stuff, so a little kindness goes a long way. Now, manage those emotions, people. Ever notice how our feelings can hijack our communication? Sometimes we say things we regret because we let anger, frustration, or fear take over. That's why self-awareness is crucial. Take a deep breath, count to 10, and try to respond calmly and thoughtfully, even when things get heated. Think of it like training your inner dragon, keep that fiery beast in check. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for clarification. You know that feeling when you're trying to follow someone's rumblings and just want to shout, "Wait, what?" Well, don't let confusion fester. It's perfectly okay to politely ask questions, rephrase things, or even say, "I need a minute to process this." Remember, communication is a two-way street, and clarity is everyone's responsibility. Think about that time you were having a tough conversation with someone. Maybe it was a disagreement with a friend, a stressful discussion at work, or even just trying to get your family on the same page. Now picture yourself using these 5 key takeaways: active listening, clarity, empathy, emotional management, and asking for clarification. How would that change the outcome? Imagine you're having a debate about a project at work. Instead of getting caught up in heated arguments, you actively listen to each other's ideas, express your thoughts clearly, try to understand the other person's perspective, manage your emotions, and don't be afraid to ask for clarification if something isn't clear. Suddenly, that tense situation becomes a productive brainstorming session where everyone feels heard and respected. Now, go out there and put these tips into action. Every interaction is an opportunity to practice and improve. Remember, communication is a skill that takes time and effort, but the rewards are immense: stronger relationships, increased understanding, and a happier, more connected life. So, what are you waiting for? Let's make this world a little bit brighter, one conversation at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep those communication lines open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.